Well, it's like a brick, but starts with a C.
Carissa?
Creek?
Creek. Creek. Yeah, we have creeks.
Would you call it a creek?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'd call it a stream.
Okay.
Oh, we don't have creeks around here.
Yeah.
Creeks are more in East Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, when you say that creeks are more in East Texas, what does that mean to you? How big is a creek?
It could be the size of a large stream.
Mm-hmm.
Almost what we would call a little rivulet. But you see them marked along the road, such and such a creek, well, some of them are very wide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they could be pretty good sized rivers, depending on how much rain there have been.
Okay. In a forest, in a clearing, there's some grass and flowers, that's called a
meadow?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A place where children can play.
Playground.
Or how about a place where, well, what would a park be?
A playground.
Okay.
Recreation center.
Okay. And a basin. What's a basin?
Well, you mean in topography.
Mm-hmm.
A basin is an area that, just what you described. Where it's a flat, sort of a flat area that's fed possibly by creeks or springs or something.
Mm-hmm. Is it under the ground or on top?
A base could be underground.
Okay. And a place where alligators live is called the
pond?
Or a larger place than a pond?
Everglades.
Mm-hmm. The Everglades are generally called a
marsh?
Like Okefenokee.
Okay. Try again.
Swamp?
Why didn't I say swamp? I thought I'm sorry. I said marsh.
Oh, swamp. Okay.
Yeah, swamp.
Yeah.
I said marsh.
So
yeah.
Marsh is the same thing as a swamp?
Well, I don't know. It could be. I mean, I would say they're synonymous, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
There may be a difference.
A flat-topped hill.
Mesa.
Okay. And if a mesa has a sharp drop-off, that's called
cliff.
A... Mm-hmm. The plural of that is...
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And how do farmers water their crops in El Paso?
Irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere now, else.
Can you explain the irrigation system to me a little bit?
Well, let's see. The irrigation system comes from the central... water supply, water, river, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
And it's brought in by ditches, and when what we call them, an irrigation canal, is usually comes off of the river, and it supplies the farmers with the their supply of the water, and then the water drains off into what's not used or utilized by the crops. It's drained off into the ditch, into a drainage ditch,
mm-hmm.
which eventually goes back down into the river.
Mm-hmm. What is a name for a ditch along an upgraded road?
An upgraded road? I mean, I don't quite know what you're saying.
Oh, would it be
just a ditch
okay.
on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Yeah.